Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. There I was with the old man, stranded again, so off I'd ran. A young world crashing around me, no possibilities of getting what I need.
Sam Wilson bringing this back. That's her sister Nancy on guitar in the background.
Said no.
So Wilson Sisters, otherwise known as Heart. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Grant LaBeouf. He's helping us with our digital marketing. Digital selling is one of the names of his book. Sticky Marketing is another book. You start to get the picture. He's all about helping us raise our game in the digital age with our customers, and we can sure use the help of this, folks. Every one of us, no one out there, 100. There are no small businesses, and maybe most small businesses who 100% get this. And the reason is, in my opinion, because the customer expectations are literally changing at light speed. Grant, one of the things, by the way, I need your website before we go any further.
Yeah, it's www.stickymarketing.com.
Stickymarketing.com. It's no matter whether you say it the way he says it or the way I say it, it's still spelled the same way, folks, so don't worry about it. All right, and by the way, Grant's joining us from England, London, England. Grant, ecosystem, customer's ecosystem. Most people don't think about a customer having an ecosystem. What does that mean?
Yeah, it's a really good question. So what we say is that what a lot of people do when they're selling to a customer is they'll focus on the benefits that they offer and how they can help the customer and how they can solve challenges and problems of that customer. But what they forget is that every purchase happens in an ecosystem. In other words, you may be talking to a customer, but there are other things going on in that customer's world that will affect that decision. So I always give an example. I like whiskey, and I was traveling on business, and I was in an airport.
I heard that about you, Grant.
I wanted to treat myself to a nice bottle of Scottish whiskey, which I saw in the shop. It was a rare whiskey, and I hadn't seen it for a while. And while I was in the shop, the salesperson was trying to sell it to me. And he couldn't see, but I wasn't really listening to him. What I was looking for was a Mac makeup concession, which I know exists at a lot of airports.
That's something most people don't know about you, right?
Yeah. That was good. So what it was I was uncomfortable going back to my home and coming into the house with a rather expensive bottle of whiskey for myself and not bringing anything back for my wife.
Which is what the makeup was for. So you're no dummy. That's another thing we know about you. You're no dummy. Go ahead.
I'm happily married, and that's why. No, so I was looking to see if I could find a Mac makeup store so I could, because I know she likes that, and I could buy that for her. And that's what I mean by buying this in an ecosystem, because the Mac makeup store caught my eye, and then I said to the salesperson, yes, I'll take the whiskey. And I don't know whether he thinks I took the whiskey because of the things he was telling me. I'd already made up my mind I wanted to buy it. He wasn't really selling it to me. I sold it to myself. But I didn't want to walk in without something for my wife as well. And that's what we mean by buying this in the ecosystem. And therefore, sometimes it's the things you don't know in sales that will really kill you and prevent you getting the deal. It's not the stuff that you do know, and that's why it's very
important. That's where the non-directive probes, the open-ended questions, come into effect. When you ask people questions, and they'll open their mouth and they'll tell you what's on their mind, and you would have told him, yeah, I'm looking forward to buying this whiskey, but I can't buy it unless I can find a Mac makeup store, and he would have said, hey man, I got you covered. Look behind you.
Yeah, absolutely right. And then I always tell people to think about when you're looking at those questions as well, to make sure that you uncover everything, to think in terms of personal and professional and practical and emotional. If you think of it as a kind of matrix, so if you think about buying a car, just it's an easy example. If you think about buying a car, you may have a personal agenda for buying your car, which might be your size of your family. I've got four children, so if I'm going to buy a car, I've got to think about certain things, you know, practicalities with that car. That's a personal agenda. But you may have a professional agenda. Like I do a lot of driving on the freeway. So I need it to work well on the freeway. I need it to have good fuel consumption. Then you'll have a practical agenda. Certain things it just has to have, like good satellite navigation, for example, because I drive a lot of places that I don't know where I'm going. You know, places I've never been before.
And a cup holder for your whiskey too, right?
Not what I'm driving. Nice try. But then there might be an emotional agenda as well, which is you particularly want. There are certain brands of car that you particularly like, or you particularly
and the only way for the salespeople to know that is to ask you questions that will get that out of you.
100% to ask the question, and then of course and listen. Because the other thing that always amazes me about salespeople sometimes is they don't really listen to what's being said back. They hear the words, they don't really interpret it and internalize it and really understand what that customer is telling them. But that's vital.
And with that information, you can cut to the chase and maybe make the sale where nobody else could have, because you now know what's in their head and you can direct them in their own ecosystem toward a purchase. Folks, it's been working like this for centuries. And what a great story by Grant LaBeouf. I need the website again quickly, Grant.
StickyMarketing.com.
StickyMarketing.com. Come back soon, Grant. Good job today.
Thanks, Jim.
See you next time. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.